What's up, what's up? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Talk Yo Shit Jazz. Don't be rude now. Say it with me. Talk Yo Shit Jazz. For those of you who don't know, May is the month of mental health awareness. So today we're going to be doing things a little bit different. And I'm going to be diving into mental health. Because we all know, if you are not right mentally, the rest of the things in your life is not going to be in alignment and it's not going to flow how it should be because you are not okay within yourself. Remember, everything starts within you, so you have to take care of you. Outside of your family, outside of your kids, outside of your friends, you are never going to be what you need to be for them if you are not okay with yourself mentally. Your mental is what allows you to get up in the morning. It's what drives you to accomplish the things that you need to accomplish throughout your day, throughout your week. It's what allows you to accomplish those goals. So making sure that you take care of yourself from inside out is the most important thing that you can ever do for yourself and for everybody else around you, for that matter. And I know I tell people this all the time, like, you got to take care of you. And it's been a struggle for myself with learning boundaries and learning how I respond to things and why I respond to things the way that I do or the way that I have and what caused those things. And what people causes those things and knowing who brings what reaction out of me and why I am so protective of myself. And I'm still learning to protect myself, because when you are a giver, there's always somebody that's willing to take. And you got to know yourself and know your powers and your strengths and what your weaknesses are. So when you are a giver, those people that's waiting to take, they can't take advantage of you. They can't take your kindness for weakness. They can't disrespect your boundaries. They can't disrespect your beliefs, your morals, what you stand on, your foundational principles. So when you are okay with yourself mentally, you put yourself in a position to protect yourself, because you are self-aware. You are doing the things that you know that you need to do for yourself. You are doing the shadow work. And for those who do not know, shadow work is the work that you do that's on your subconscious, your true thoughts, your true feelings, your true emotions. It's the accountability that you take for yourself, and it's dealing with your bullshit. Like, I tell people all the time that every action has a reaction. So knowing yourself and being accountable for yourself is knowing not only how people affect you, but how you affect other people. So you have to ask yourself sometimes, when people respond a certain way, what did you do? How did you respond in hindsight of the situation? So making sure that you're doing that shadow work and you're taking care of yourself, you know, your mental is just important. It's just one of those things that's inevitable, that the older you get, that you realize that you have to do, and the importance of it. So today I'm going to get right into it. We're going to be talking about emotional triggers. And first, I'm going to begin by giving you examples and telling you what an emotional trigger is and what it can look like. The guilt you feel when you set a boundary, the frustration you feel when you are misunderstood, the emptiness you feel when you compare yourself with others, the shame you feel when you fail to meet expectations, the pain or sadness you feel after rejection, the fear you feel when you anticipate the worst outcome, the stress you feel when you have too much on your plate, the failure you feel when you don't think that you are doing good enough, the alienation you feel when you are not heard or seen, the anxiety you feel when you are faced with uncertainty, the discomfort you feel when you are in new situations. So all these things are the way your triggers can make you feel. So being self-aware comes in at that point and tells you, hey, this is bothering me. When you see one of these things showing up, that's a trigger. And it's letting your body is sending off responses, and it's letting you know, like, hey, this is not okay. And it's not okay for you. Whatever it may be, like, it might be a person that said a certain thing, and that certain thing that person might have said It might be from a childhood trauma. That might have been something that your mama always said to you, that she always called you, and it puts you in a place of sadness or a place of uncertainty. It might be in relationship, you know, you might have a fear of rejection. So when that man is not showing up for you how you feel like he should, it triggers you because you didn't have this experience before. So acknowledging those things, acknowledging your triggers, allows you to assess how you need to respond. It tells you, all right, so now I'm going to walk back through them slower. The first example that I gave, the guilt you feel when you set a boundary. Setting a boundary comes with acknowledging how you feel, then telling another person, hey, you can't do this because it makes me feel this way. And so if you're going to do this, then this is going to be the consequence. So with setting a boundary, that consequence that you have to give that person in order to protect yourself is often going to feel uncomfortable, because if you're anything like me, a lot of times you don't want to hurt someone that you care about, or you don't want to hurt their feelings. But in hindsight, you are hurting yourself. So is that other person more important than your feelings? And when those triggers come up, these are the hard questions that you have to ask yourself. So it makes you uncomfortable. But in the uncomfortable, know that there is always growth. Growth lives in the uncomfortable. The things that makes you look at things differently. The things that make you feel differently. In the long haul, you will see that it was all for your own greater good, and that's all that matters. Next, the frustration you feel when you are misunderstood. A trauma response when you feel misunderstood is explaining yourself, explaining your feelings. So a lot of times when you feel misunderstood, it can come from myself. I've always considered myself the underdog, the black sheep. Like, been misunderstood since a kid. Never really, cared, but I acknowledged it. I was always okay with who I was as a person, but I was still able to acknowledge that. So, knowing who you are in an instance like that is so important. That is the defining factor. Like, that's what allows you to be okay with being misunderstood, because everything is not for everyone to understand. So if you need help with that trigger right there, be okay with who you are. You have to be okay with standing your ground and standing in your truth and your purpose, or whatever the case may be. Overall is being okay with who you are. If you can do that, that trigger gonna be one that that ain't nothing. That we've been that, did that, done that. The girls who get it, gonna get it. And the girls who don't. And it just is what it is. Next, you have the emptiness you feel when you compare yourself to other people. First of all, comparing yourself to somebody else is always gonna leave you in shambles. That is not no confidence. That should not be no confidence boost. Comparing yourself to somebody else saying, oh, well, they did, so I got this. I know I'm better than this person. It should never take you comparing yourself to somebody else to make you feel better about who you are. And that one right there, that can piggyback off the other one. Like, with knowing who you are and being confident in who you are, that will help you resonate and deal with that trigger and not doing it. Stopping yourself dead in your tracks and not comparing yourself to somebody else, because you never know what they went through in order to get them in that position. And honestly, while they're in that position, you don't know what they have going on or what they may be enduring to even hold that position, it might not even be something that you would really, in all naturality, even want for yourself. So standing in your truth of who you are will help you with that trigger and acknowledging that and stopping yourself, because you'd be like, nah, that ain't what's going on. The shame you feel when you fail to meet expectations. The only expectations that you should be shameful of not meeting is your own. And expectation is also the point of disappointment. If you have expectations, you are setting yourself up for disappointment. And so with dealing with expectations, you can deal with that trigger by mindfulness, by being conscious and grateful and meeting yourself with candor and kindness and meeting other folks with kindness and understanding. So if you are met with the disappointment or shame of expectation, say one thing that you are grateful for. If that don't do it, say two things that you are grateful for. Say three things that you are grateful for. Change your verbiage. Instead of saying, oh, I'm mad at myself because I didn't do such and such, say that I'm proud of myself because I did do such and such. And that can help with that trigger and not putting so much expectation on yourself and not putting expectations on other people. The pain or sadness you feel after rejection. Now, with rejection, you can determine what rejection is for yourself. And when you name it for yourself, you don't have to claim it. You do not have to claim it as rejection, because what they say, rejection sometimes is God's blessing. So changing your perspective will help you deal with that trigger. Name it, claim it for yourself. Next, you have the fear you feel when you anticipate the worst outcome. You know how they say, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. I think that's the best analogy for this trigger. But anticipating the worst, like, that builds up anxiety. I don't know who deals with anxiety, but anxiety comes from the unknown. So do not stress yourself out about things that are out of your control that can help with this trigger. And with all of them, the common denominator is going to be self-awareness, awareness, and that can help you with all these things. Because when you are aware, you can name it, and when you name something, you do not have to claim it. But if you do claim it, you can claim the outcome that you choose. You can take control of the situation. You can take control of that trigger by just being mindful and addressing it so that you can move on past it. Next, we have the failure you feel when you don't think that you are doing good enough. Sus, you are doing great. You are doing good enough. And that's exactly what you need to tell yourself when you start beating yourself up. Acknowledge what you have done well. Acknowledge that you are doing your best that you can in this moment, with the totality of the situation and the circumstances of the things that's in your control. Acknowledge what you are doing well. With all these triggers, with triggers, meet it with positivity. If you don't know what else to do, meet it with positivity. And that's acknowledging what you did well. That's acknowledging the good parts that's within the situation. That's turning a negative into a positive, and that will help with that trigger. The alienation you feel when you are not heard or seen. Whew, that trigger comes from needing validation from other people, from outside sources. So when you feel that way, turn back inward and give yourself what it needs to be gave. Like, never look to somebody else to tell you that you're doing a good job, to acknowledge how far you came. Give that to yourself. Like, be kind to yourself because you are doing the best that you can. And when you look to people for that validation, it's often not going to be what need to be gave, because honestly, a lot of people be so wrapped up in what they have going on themselves, they not gonna acknowledge what you have going on. Or worst case scenario, it might be shit, they might just be a hater, you know. So never look to anyone else to validate what you have going on. You have to be able to get that to yourself. The anxiety you feel when you are faced with uncertainty. Okay, dealing with this trigger is very simple. Do what's in your control. Handle what's in your control and what's not in your control. Learning to let it go. Learning to let it go. And letting it go is not always easy. Whew. I struggle with it myself because I feel like there is nothing that I can't do. And if I feel like I want something, I feel like if I work hard for it, I can get it. But that don't always be the case, because it's more to it than what meets the eye. So with that, it's just learning to let go and do what's in your control. Like, handle what you can and take pride in that you did the best that you could. Last but not least, we have the discomfort you feel when you are in new situations. Now, this trigger, I don't really feel like it's a bad one, because new situations are made for growth. That uncomfortability, that's a good uncomfortability, because it's necessary for whatever growth God has put upon you. You know, sometimes he'll give us what we want, but how we have to get it may not be what we desire. And you can't pray for something and ask God to bless you with something and then tell him how you want him to do it. It just don't work like that. So being okay with the uncomfortability and changing your perspective and saying, hey, what can I learn from this situation? What am I put here in this moment to learn? What is the reason for this season of uncomfortability and change? Why have I been put in this situation? You change your perspective, you change the trigger. Well, that is all, folks. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Talk Yo Shit Jazz. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at SurrealXLifeByJ to stay updated on all my podcast episodes and everything else that I have going on. So with the month of May, this was Mental Health Awareness Month. This episode was dedicated solely to mental health. I hope I helped you guys acknowledge your triggers and gave you ways to deal with that. Just know that we are all on a journey of our own, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. Remember to be kind to yourself, give yourself grace, love on yourself, so that you can love on the people around you. And always remember to take care of you so that you can take care of the people that's in your life. That is all, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.